If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
From 30 Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, please enjoy this podcast edition of Late Night with Seth Meyers. Fans of Late Night know that Seth's Thanksgiving tradition is to invite his parents and brother on the show as his guests. Last night was no exception. On this podcast, you'll hear some selections from that show. Now, let's go to the Meyers family.
With the holidays here, it got me thinking about the way things are and the way they used to be. Heck, sometimes I look around and I don't even recognize the world I'm living in anymore. And that's why I'd like to join my family right now to talk about how things were just a bit more simple back in my day. Well, hello, everyone. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
You know, back in my day, we didn't have Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, with half-off sales that helped stimulate small businesses. We had Blackout Friday, where you went to your hometown bar and got so drunk with your high school friends that the only thing that was half off was your pants. And then everyone could see your small business. Back in my day, there was no such thing as Friendsgiving. No, sir, the Meyers family just had regular old Thanksgiving, and that was good enough for us. Plus, Seth didn't have any friends.
Back in my day, Michelle Obama wasn't releasing a memoir. Back in my day, if I wanted to read a book about a first lady, I had to crack open that bargain bin copy of the Eleanor Roosevelt biography that Seth bought me for Mother's Day. Thanks, big spender.
Back in my day, I got a good 8 hours of sleep every night. Now, I have to stay up late to watch this show because Seth calls every morning and says, "Did you watch? I made a joke about Trump." "Oh, did you? Way to switch it up."
Back in my day, we didn't sit around the TV and watch Netflix on Thanksgiving. Hogwash. We sat around the TV and watched VHS tapes as a family. And one Thanksgiving, Mom rented Basic Instinct because she liked Michael Douglas. And then Sharon Stone crossed and uncrossed her legs, and let's just say things took a real awkward turn. I mean, we're a close family and all, but Christ almighty, we're not that close.
Back in my day, there was no legalized medical marijuana in our home state of New Hampshire. It was illegal. And that's why Seth was suspended in high school. Sorry you had to find out like this, Mom and Dad. And on Thanksgiving, no less.
Seth, no.
Back in my day, the president's staff wasn't ratting him out to the FBI. Josh was ratting me out to Mom and Dad because he's a kiss-ass punk.
Back in my day, New Hampshire's motto was live free or die. And it still is. But I always thought it should be, hey, cheapskates from Massachusetts, stop crossing the state lines just to save a few bucks on booze. I swear to God, you show me a Massachusetts resident that isn't a hard drinker, and I'll show you a unicorn that lotto tickets.
But honey, I'm from Massachusetts.
I know you are.
Back in my day, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga weren't starring in A Star Is Born. No, back then it starred Barbara Streisand and Kris Kristofferson. And Kris Kristofferson's chest hair. Thick, lustrous chest hair, the density of Larry's mustache. In fact, there are times when I'm kissing Larry that I pretend it's Kris Kristofferson's chest.
TMI, Mom.
TMI. You know, back in my day, Democrats weren't sweeping the house. I was sweeping our house because Seth is sensitive to dust. Fun fact, he still carries an inhaler.
Back in my day, the president wasn't in bed with WikiLeaks hogwash. Back in my day, the only leaks we had to worry about were the leaks Josh was taking in his bed until he was 14.
Well, back in my day, we had a house full of farts because Seth wasn't around to eat them all.
Back in my day, shut up.
Back in my day, no, you shut up.
Boys, please. Back in my day, Seth was our handsomest son because we only had one son. And then Josh showed up and it was like, oh, God, that's a good-looking baby.
Back in my day, Seth didn't force us to come and watch this talk show. No, sir, back in my day, he forced us to come and watch his improv shows. And oh boy, some of them were real stinkers. You want a suggestion from the audience? Here's one. Write something funny.
Back in my day, we didn't buy our clothes all ripped. If you tore your pants, you stitched them up or threw them out. Plus, it's a death trap. I tried on a pair of those ripped jeans, caught my leg in a knee tear, and took a tumble in the dressing room.
That's a good one, Mom. You want to tell everyone who wrote it?
I did. I wrote it and texted it to you. And then I didn't hear from you for a full day.
What's your point?
My point is, back in the day, my son wasn't such a big shot that he couldn't text his mother back. What did I ever do to hurt you?
You just said Josh was more handsome.
That's just a fact, honey.
You know, back in my day, Seth wasn't sitting there listening to celebrities regale him with stories about working in Hollywood. Back in my day, the only thing Seth listened to were the random radio stations that got picked up by the massive retainer headgear he used to wear. We didn't think he'd be a TV star. We thought he'd be a TV antenna.
And finally, back in my day, Seth wasn't hitting home runs on late-night TV. He was hitting low dribblers to the mound in Little League. And we liked that because it was better than all the strikeouts.
Well, I'm sorry we had to do that, but sometimes this grumpy grunge buck has got to get its grape on. This has been
Back in My Day.
Our guests tonight, as they are on every Thanksgiving, are three of my favorite people in the world. Please welcome back to the show for their annual Thanksgiving Day appearance, my mother, Hillary, my father, Larry, my brother, Josh, everybody. Welcome back. Everybody, congratulations on how well your joke went, Mom.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
And do I get paid for that?
You don't get paid extra for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that you're just using this as an annual way to make a little extra scratch.
Yeah. Well, I have an envelope with funds, so I like
Oh, good, good. Yes.
Yeah. It's always good to keep it in an envelope.
Not doesn't look shady at all. So you guys are obviously in town. You're all staying in the same hotel. Josh, did you wake up and have breakfast with these guys this morning?
Yeah, it took a while. Not because the hotel was slow, because we all went to bed around the same time, around 11. I got up at around 7:45. And we said, we'll just text in the morning when we're up. And I texted, his phone wasn't working, so I texted hers. I hear from her at like 9, and she says, OMG, we just woke up. And I was like, all right, well, let's have breakfast. She's like, we'll see you at 10. And I was like, but it's madness. They sleep for like 10 hours a night. They like hibernate every time they go to bed. And they're like, no, it's like, I need that sleep.
And the way I woke up this morning was sound asleep. And she jumps up and says, it's 10 o'clock, get up. Because she brings an alarm clock, a travel alarm clock.
Well, of course, you have to because you don't have them on phones.
Absolutely not.
And it's a cartoon character. It's Tintin, you know Tintin.
Yeah, sure.
But he wears a scarf. And anytime it's around 9, 10, 11, his scarf shoots over there and it looks like an hour.
Are what you're trying to say, is the scarf the hands of the clock?
No. It's additional.
Oh, wow.
So it was 9, but I thought it was 10 because of Tintin's scarf.
This clock is only useful 9 hours a day.
It's a terrible clock, and she brings it every time
Everywhere
she travels.
I know. Yeah.
And the other thing, the best thing, remember I said it was 10 o'clock?
Yeah.
It was 9 o'clock.
Still too late.
Because she had not, the daylight savings time concept lost.
Yeah.
Completely lost.
And that's a while ago now. That's weeks ago.
Yeah, but we hadn't used the clock since.
Yeah.
But we did use it yesterday.
Well, look, I'm glad you guys are all here. And I want to ask about this. Last year on Thanksgiving, I announced that Alexi and I were going to have another baby. And we obviously had that baby. And we...
You did?
We did, yeah. we had him in the... It was a very dramatic birth. We delivered him in the lobby of our apartment building. Obviously, that was very surreal for me. What was it like for you guys when you heard the news?
Well... For me, you guys FaceTimed me on the way to the hospital in the ambulance, and you just seemed so happy, and everyone was smiling, and I was like, oh, that must have been the best, easiest birth.
Yeah.
Like, you don't even have to be in the hospital to have the baby, and I've not given birth, and I was like, well, that sounds ideal, rather than being in labor for, like, 14 hours.
It's great to show up with the baby and just go, yep, we had it. They're like, all right.
So back home you go.
We'll stamp your card and send you on your way.
Yeah. So to me, it didn't sound dramatic. Yeah. And then you told the story, and I was like, oh, that's maybe a bit more.
Well, we had you talk to you earlier in the day, and just a couple hours before, and then you FaceTime me, and it's just your face, and you're saying, hey, Dad, Alexi had the baby. And I said, how is she? And then you went like this with the phone, and there she was right behind you in the ambulance. So yeah. That was pretty dramatic.
Yeah.
It was pretty good.
Yeah. How have you, it's your first grandchildren. Are you learning? Are there things that you, mistakes you've made that you will try to not make the second time with the second one?
Yeah, I think in my case, being a grandparent, it's not something you know how to do. I never did it before. And so I've made some mistakes, clearly.
I have not made a mistake.
No, yeah,
but I have. But let's hear about these. He said clearly made some.
It started again with FaceTime. Seth would FaceTime me with Ash, and then I made the mistake. First mistake is we have two big dogs, and I would say, "Well, would you like to see Albert?" And I showed him the dog, and would you like to see Daisy? And I'd show him the dog. That seemed to go pretty well, and then I would try to talk to him, and he'd run away. And then the next time. It's me and you FaceTiming with Ash, and I say, hi, Ash, how are you? He says, where's Albert? So Albert would be outside, so I'd have to go outside and find Albert in the woods.
Well,
he wasn't snowing then, but you go out and find Albert, and then he'd say...
It's also I do like, because you clearly are walking around with an iPad, yeah, which is just a dopier way to walk around than with a phone.
Imagine being the neighbor and just seeing Dad walking around outside.
Well, if this was radio, I wouldn't do that, but I want everybody to understand...
So then I'm just pointing out that you look like a dope if you're walking around with your iPad. That's okay.
Well, I have another dog, so I have to finish the story like this. Okay. So I go to find, he said, 2 seconds looking at Albert, and then he says, where's Daisy? So I have to go find Daisy. And then, so I did that for a while and realized it was really a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
So I came up with a new idea because I had made a mistake. So I'm going to recover from the mistake. So I decided that I will get a stuffed animal.
Mm-hmm.
And that when he calls instead of having to go look for the dogs, I'll show him the stuffed animals. So I got Mr. Donkey.
Yeah, Mr. Donkey's a hit.
This is Mr. Donkey. And so, you know, he calls up and I say, hey, Ash, I have a new friend. And who's that? He goes, hey, Mr. Donkey, how are you? Hey, Ash, hey, Mr. Donkey. Yeah.
By the way, that went okay. It crushes with Ash. Like, what that just got was a fraction. That kills so much harder.
Yeah. Well, I lost a lot of credibility with this. So, anyway, now I get a text from Seth in the morning, and he'll say, is Mr. Donkey up? And Ash, you know, FaceTimes, and I have to put Mr. Donkey up, and we start talking, oh, Ash, how are you? Whatever, and then as soon as I say, hi, Ash, it's your grandpa. He's gone. So that was a mistake.
That was a mistake. I should say that our dogs are, your dogs, are, for a child, incredibly magnetic animals to want to look at. There are the dogs you have right now, these two giant animals. And they're beautiful dogs, but it is like, when owners start looking like their dogs, or look at... look at that. I mean, there's a... there's a good chance he just thinks you're Albert and Daisy. I want to ask about this. We talked about this. We've been, since we were very young, and we have not introduced this at the level that you introduced it to us. We had a football pool. We still have a football pool. Josh and I have to email our football picks to you guys. It's a four-person pool. And then in recent years, we joined a big pool with a group of people. We knew about 600 people. It's a three-strike pool. And you pay $100, you could win a lot of money if you get it. Obviously, none of us have ever come close. And Josh, you begged out a couple years ago. You did not want to do this pool anymore.
I didn't like it. You even paid our way in.
Yeah.
So it was not my money, and I just could, you know, pick and then. But every week, if I ever lost, I'd be so angry that I'd take a strike in this pool, and I just didn't like how it made me feel. So I put it in my calendar sort of ahead of the following year's football season and said, I want out.
Yeah.
And you were like, can I keep your spot and put Ash in? So
yeah,
now.
Yeah. And so my son's been pulling plastic helmets out of a bag to pick his teams.
And consistently lasting longer than any of you.
Beat all of us.
Yeah.
You spend the money before you always start talking.
I'm still in it.
You're still in it this year.
I'm still in it. I'm in it to win it.
You're in it to win it.
Yeah.
Josh, you have an impression of the way mom talks when she picks a football game wrong.
Well, she'll be so angry and feel so cheated if she's like, how are the Tennessee Titans, who thinks they're going to beat New England? That's just impossible. I don't, like, how does that happen? That never happens. It's like, but it happens sometimes. And she's just appalled when there are upsets.
Yeah.
And somehow it's my fault.
Yeah. That's a important one. Celebrating Thanksgiving with my family. And so far, our older boy, Ash, has been very sweet to Axel. But you found an old baby book where you sort of filled in information. And what did you remember? How did I treat Josh when we were that age?
You were not quite as loving, I don't think. Yeah. You were beloved. You were the sweetest boy. And poor Pashi had a bad stomach situation. So he was kind of fussy. And he was a harder baby.
No, I think everybody could tell that tonight.
But anyhow, there was one that I remember writing in the baby book. You must have been about 2 and a half. And you said, just leave Joshy in the Pashi in his crib today, because he'll be just fine.
And is that your memory of it as well?
I remember that he'd be playing on the floor and you would, you know how like a dog can step over things and never trips. You could do the same thing. You would step over Josh as if he wasn't there. Yeah. But you never tripped over him, but you just pretty much ignored his existence.
I was elusive.
Like a ninja.
Yeah,
even a little bit.
You guys figured something out. You know, I knew that Josh and I are about 2 years apart and Ash and Axel are about 2 years apart, but you guys figured out something pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's exactly 2 year. Yeah, the distance.
2 years and 11 days.
2 years and 11 days between difference.
For both Josh and I and my two boys, which is a fantastic coincidence.
Exactly. And I always said 2 years was the perfect difference. And,
and 11 days.
And 11 days. That's good. You end up on the other side of that 11 days.
Yeah.
You do not. We post a lot of photos of our kids. Obviously, I think like a lot of parents do. And
easier than ever now with photo sharing. There's one kind of photo of children you do not care for.
I don't like food on those kids' faces. I don't like it. This kid's, like, outside playing in the dirt. That's great. But, like, covered. Also, your kids have a lot of green smoothies. They're keeping it healthy. And it's just, like, just looks gross. Yeah. I don't like it. Like, they're cute kids. I love them. And I don't like it when they got stuff all over their faces. And I know you have, like, rags around. I know you have wet ones.
We have the finest rags. We have Egyptian cotton.
Yeah. No, I love pictures of them when they got stuff on their faces.
You don't like
no,
it?
No, thanks.
And the other thing that I noticed has happened recently is when we were walking down the street about a month ago, and you had Axel in front of you in a carrier, and these people were coming toward us. Somebody goes, "Hey, that's Seth Meyers," and the other person said, "And that's the lobby baby." So they're infamous.
Yeah, oh, he's the lobby baby now.
He's the lobby baby.
It's a good way of living his life, man. Yeah. Yeah. I just hope he does. You know, he should try to always look like he does now, because otherwise people are going to forget it was him.
That's true.
We talked a lot about what you wanted the kids to call you when you first became grandparents. Your original plan was you wanted to be called
Cisco.
Yeah. And you wanted to be called.
I toyed with a bunch of ones. Like my grandmother was Nani, the Swedish one. I didn't really know.
You didn't really know. And what happened was my brother and I, Josh and I, still call you Hurry and Yeri.
Right.
Which are nonsense names we've called you our whole life.
Right.
Right.
Which were the nonsense names you guys called each other when you met.
Not the first
met.
Day.
No, yeah. No, not right
no,
away.
No, he was putting moves on me then.
I would
say,
Hurry!
How you feel, girl? Yeah. Why we snapped her up like that.
It was your pickup line was to call her Hurry.
Yeah. Never worked before.
Yeah. But now, so that's what he calls you is Hurry and Yeri.
Yeah, Paka. He puts the Paka in front, like Grandpa.
Yeah, he thought, for whatever reason, Grandpa, the way he said it was Paka. So you're Paka Hurry and Paka Yeri. So I feel like when they hear him talking to you in the park, they think he's from some weird Eastern European country.
Yeah.
Paka Hurry!
Yeah.
Paka Yeri, can we have iced cream?
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't know Paka Alexi.
I am so thankful every night that I get to do this show and be on your television sets. And so I want to take a moment to thank you all for watching. Thank everybody for coming out tonight and being here with us. I'm also incredibly thankful that we've started this tradition where I get to spend it with my family. So thank you to my mom, my dad, my brother Josh. I want to thank my beautiful wife, not just for being here tonight and doing okay, getting 1 point. I wanted more, but that's all right. For our two beautiful boys and our incredible family, her incredible parents, which are like a second family to me now, her sister, her brother, and this incredible crew and these people that I get to work with every night. It is a dream doing this show, and I want everybody here and at home to have a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you all so much. Have a great night, everybody.
Want more Late Night with Seth Meyers? Be sure to follow the handle @LateNightSeth on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. You can also watch full episodes of Late Night at LateNightSeth.com or on the NBC app. And please tell your friends who are fans of Seth Meyers to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.